And just finally, Eckhart, I'm curious if you can say a little bit more about this metaphor that you used the other day for humans such as yourself who have had a radical spiritual awakening. You talked about them as flowers that have come forward, and that in the past this was rare for humans to flower in this way, but that you see it happening more and more. Why the image of a flower?
Yes, the image of a flower that came to me when a few years ago I was talking to a friend who was, his special field was the evolution of the planet. He studied that, and we talked about the evolution of life on the planet, and he said that I was surprised when he told me that plant life existed on the planet for millions of years before there were ever any flowers. So, and then when he told me that, I was very surprised, and I had this image of the sun rising one day millions of years ago, and suddenly the first flower opening. It's like a new dimension. There's plant life, and then plant life, there's a new dimension. Maybe it was a cactus or something, and the cactus looks quite just boring, just a piece of green. And suddenly comes this incredible thing out of an uninteresting looking plant, comes this incredible beauty. Where did that come from? Well, it produced it. It came out of this being produced it. And so the first flower came, and probably it could well have been thousands of years before another flower opened, and then perhaps two or three. And I call the ancient teachers of humanity, like the Buddha and perhaps a few before him and quite a few after him, including probably quite a few female teachers that perhaps we didn't get to hear of because many societies already then were patriarchal and ignored the feminine. There were rare flowers. Here and there, somebody's flower popped up, and then a few hundred years later, perhaps around the Buddha, a few flowers opened. And but always a rare phenomenon, that flowering, that awakening, spiritual awakening. And now I feel it's for the first time we've now reached the point where an abundance of flowers are going to appear and already appearing on the planet. One reason being that they have to appear now, because if there's no shift in consciousness and humankind carries on as before in the same state of consciousness, another 100 years of this, no change in technology and science, just continuing medicine, all continuing the same mind-dominated way, would mean the end. Probably the planet would not be able to sustain life for another 100 years of this human consciousness. So if there's no shift now, so it's the critical point now that we have reached, is if there's no shift in consciousness, then perhaps the species won't survive or fall back to a much earlier stage of development and then perhaps try again. If the planet is able to sustain life, or it may not. Or the planet, which has its own intelligence, it's also, there's planetary intelligence. The planet may decide to do away with humans to save itself. Nature could do that in many ways, easily. A body raises the temperature a few degrees to get rid of germs, and the planet could do it in a similar way. Or more likely, humanity in the old state of consciousness would self-destruct and increase in violence, madness, wars, and terrorism, and so on. So if the shift doesn't happen now, then there's not much chance. But I must admit, I'm not totally sure that humanity will make it. But I have a strong sense that the shift is happening. And again, there's also an acceleration of the old consciousness in its madness, almost trying to assert itself again. And so we may be seeing more of that in the near future, an intensification of the madness that we've seen past century and other centuries, particularly, of course, the 20th century, because in the 20th century, the madness of the human mind was magnified for the first time by science and technology, and we could really see it. So I do sense something new is arising, and whether or not, or to what extent, the old will only go through destructive violence, or whether the old structures are going to dissolve in a different, less violent way, I don't know. It depends probably on the number of humans who are open now to transformation. Because something is pushing forward, the transformation wants to happen, so to speak. And in those humans who are open, it can happen quite gently. In those who are closed, it can bring about disaster in order to produce the opening. But still, the sickness of the human mind, if one could call it that, is very visible at this time. The illness, collective illness. So it's up to you to allow the new consciousness to come in. Allow it to come. Don't need to make it happen. Allow this moment to be. It seems too simple, but that's how it works.
This concludes Even the Sun Will Die, an interview with Eckhart Tolle. Music by Stephen McNamara. For further information on lectures and workshops with Eckhart Tolle, you may visit his website, www.eckharttolle.com. You may also visit Namaste Publishing, www.namastepublishing.com, or call Namaste Publishing, 604-224-3179, or write P.O. Box 62084, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, V6J1Z1. To order additional copies of this program, or to receive a free catalog of over 400 audio and video tapes, please visit the Sounds True website, www.soundstrue.com, or call 800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.